We couldn't get to him, Dan. We couldn't do anything. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. You'd love to say something nice. I mean, for me personally, I was born and raised in this area. I went to high school, to college, everything here. And my God, we're getting beat at home. We're getting beat away by teams that should not be beating us.
And take this jersey off of me, 'cause I can't take this anymore. The Bears are now 0-3. Feels like they're knocking on 0-4. Lord, don't let them go 0-4. I just can't take it if they're 0-4. Please don't let them go 0-4. Lord, don't let them go 0-4.
That is the song of the week. We're already working on the 0-5 song.
I know.
Not quite sure where we're going to get to that.
I find myself singing that song at home for some reason.
Yeah.
Just sort of
Sunday.
Stays with you.
Sunday, there's going to be plenty of that kind of singing. You're going to be on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an addicting song.
Yeah, that's right, Kevin Powell. You know, the Hamp and OB with Kaz show is going to be something of great interest. That's where we pulled that clip originally from.
Great clip.
Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, after the national TV performance. And they've had some injuries, and we've been playing the injury reports this week, too. Let's take a little listen to the injury report as well.
All right, go through the injury report. Kadeem Carey, hamstring, did not participate, doubtful. Jeremy Langford, ankle, did not participate, doubtful. Jay Cutler, thumb, did not participate, doubtful. Eddie Goldman, ankle, did not participate, doubtful. Danny Trevathan, thumb, did not participate, doubtful. Alshon Jeffrey, hamstring, limited, questionable. Josh Sitton, shoulder, limited, questionable. Jonathan Bullard, toe, limited, questionable. Willie Young, knee, limited, questionable. Sherrick McManus, hamstring, limited, questionable. Tracy Porter, knee, limited, questionable. Harold Jones Quarte, concussion. Full participation, cleared on the protocol, questionable.
Lord, don't let him go 0-4.
He just about should just be reading the phone book there.
Glenn Kozlowski, you know, he's the cause part of that. Mm-hmm. All right, we set you up, pal. It's all yours now.
I don't even know what to say other than luckily, hopefully you didn't listen to me because I told you to bet everything. And we'd
you know what?
I knew better.
I adored your energy and your optimism on Friday when you said that. But it was cute, I thought. And all I was thinking was, my God, I need to pound the spread here with the Lions. I mean, with the Cowboys on mm-hmm. Sunday night. And I didn't even do that because then I thought, I hate betting against the Bears. And now that I bet, you know, it'd be a gentleman's bet, of course. But now, and I'm thinking, I don't even know what the spread is on Sunday, but
the Lions are giving 3.
Oh, pound it!
There you go.
Pound it!
Giving 3.
Why is it always about betting around here?
Oh, what do you mean? Okay,
yeah.
Anna.
Oh my God. Look, it's been, 6 home games since the last time the Bears beat the Lions, since 2011 or something.
Bears have won one home game in their last 13 attempts.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, that says something.
But I'm saying it's even worse against the Lions
yeah.
at home.
Yes.
They've lost the last 6, apparently. Mm-hmm. So, there's nothing mm-hmm. that you could get excited about. I don't even know what their identity is other than they're bad. Right?
What about the Lions? How good are they?
I mean, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. They're better than the Bears.
Yeah, they're 2-1. They had a jump ball away from being 3-0. So they're, you look around the NFL and teams are losing, with the exception of maybe the Dolphins last night. It's one or two plays and it's a close game. Heck, the Cleveland Browns could be 3-0 instead of 0-3, but not our Chicago Bears. They have been blown out by everybody.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys might have been the worst because they literally had two cornerbacks, a middle linebacker, and people you never heard of before on the football field on defense. I mean, it was ugly.
Cause we talked about this with OB last week, and I asked him if the reason they can't get pressure on the quarterback is a scheme issue or a lack of talent. What do you see there?
I see a team that just doesn't buy into anything, and you're not, you know, part of it's lack of talent, probably scheme, but more importantly, there's, you know, football's an emotional game, and if you don't buy into it, if you don't believe in it, and you're just collecting your check in week three, that's what you're going to get. I mean, it looks like a team that is, you know, they're going to fight at the, you're going to see more hunger on Wednesday at the, when you know, the guy brings a check in than you are going to see during the game. So it's like, this is a team that's just playing it out, and it's only week four.
Lord, don't let them go 0-4.
Oh, you know that statistical website you follow, Row 538, that does predictive analysis?
Yes.
They say the Bears' next best chance of winning a game comes in week six against Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. We got that to look forward to.
Yeah, week six.
Week six.
Circling calendar.
Yeah, at that point, we'll be, well, I don't know. Let's think about what we want to do for 0-6. Think about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you top 0-4 because that was, you know, that was priceless.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Pretty good. Kaz, is there anything to get excited about with this team? I mean, it seems like some people are talking about Jordan Howard, the third or fourth string running back, may get carries. I mean, is there anything about this team to get excited about for Sunday?
How quickly one of the coordinators gets fired, I suppose, right? It's a countdown for who's gone. And, you know, John Fox was brought in to make it a pro team, and he hasn't been able to do that. And players and coaches all have expiration dates, so I'm guessing maybe, you know, it's time's up for Fox. But
hey, well, Ryan, let me ask you that. That's very,
you know,
that
Ryan
is
Ryan Pace, it's, you know, he's going to be around, and I still think he has an opportunity to fix something that's been awful for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about John Fox for a second. Can the Bears afford to? I mean, I guess marketing wise, psychologically, and even financially, can they afford to have two coaches over 4 years, or three coaches if they fire John Fox over 4 years?
No, I mean, they can't. You got to stick with John Fox, but it's tough to watch. I don't know what you do. I think at best you may get position coaches fired, maybe a coordinator fired, but Fox is going to be around. Ryan Pace will get more time, and rightfully so. I still, you know, a lot of his players are starting, but they're starting for the worst team in the league also. But, you know, he's still a young guy. It's been broken for a while, so you can't expect the GM to fix it immediately. I'm a little disappointed with Fox's leadership because I think that locker room's already fractured. It's a mess in there.
Well, Dal Loggins, the offensive coordinator, taking over Adam Gase. Fans have already gotten on him, Kaz. On Twitter, you see it. People are already calling for him. I mean, do you think he's completely outmatched here in his first season as offense coordinator?
Yes. And Adam Gase, I'll say, I miss the guy. And I know, you know, they haven't had a great start down in Miami, but they are night and day different as far as how they play the game, the way they do things. And, you know, he played Seattle, went on the road to Seattle, went to New England, and really was in both games, had a chance to win both games. And Cincinnati didn't look all so good there. But overall, I would have never guessed that this guy was that good as an offensive coordinator. And clearly, he's even better as a head coach.
I want to go back to what OB said about John Fox on Sunday night on your radio program, Kaz.
I wouldn't fire him. I'd get him in the locker room. I'd slap him around pretty damn good.
Oh, God. This is the best part of this season. Listening to you guys.
I don't know what to say. What do you say to that? Because, you know, Ed, he's angry when he's saying that. And
yeah, he means
you
it.
Just don't want to make him mad because he might, you know, punch you. You're just
I know. He's got short fuse. I am not kidding. I've, you know, I, I'm very proud to be at WGN. It's for the first time in my career, I can listen to this show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right? Or at this station. I've never been in a station where I could do that. You know, where I was like, comfortable listening to stuff that was that you know that I was really entertained by or informed by. And I have to say that your show, your pregame show is awesome when for the Monday night game. But then these you know all the Sunday games, the postgame shows have been spectacular, and it's the thing I look forward to. It's like the game's over, I'm sickened, and so what am I going to do? I go to the app. Because I listen to because they live downtown, it's easier on the app because of the inference. And I put my earbuds in and I just and I lay back and I just think I wish I could be saying this myself.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are so fun and great together.
Therapeutic.
It makes me feel better. My blood pressure
goes down. It's
getting
me through the season so far. Just listening to you guys after the game, it's like you're right. You want to pull your hair out.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think it's bad for the three of us because we work each other up, you know.
It's a frenzy.
So I'll come in and I'm thinking, well, it's not all that bad, and then Ed will say something and his face will get all red, and then I'll get all mad, and then Hamp will get mad and just start yelling and saying ridiculous things. And I mean, you know, Dan actually summed it all up when he, and I'll say it again because I thought it was funny. He said they're playing like a bunch of dumbasses, right? I mean, that sums it up.
I'll tell you one thing, there are strong tables up there on that because you're always doing this.
Hopefully you hit me on that one I think it's okay to say dumbass on the air, but
oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, in this case, it applies.
There's no other real
FCC
word.
Requires us to say it.
Yeah, I think they would say there's no substitution allowed on that one.
Yeah. Oh, there's no other way to describe it, and it is, you know, I know for a couple of my friends, they drive home, you know, at the last home game, and they were screaming into the radio along with whatever Ed or Hamp or whatever we were saying, agreeing and screaming and just feeling better because they got to get it out and say, yes, this is what's wrong and we hate it.
Well, when you're driving home on Sunday at 3:00 from the game or the game's over and you just want to just turn it on in the background, if you're watching the second game on Sunday or you got the ticket and you're going to watch whatever else you're going to watch, whatever it is, and you want to let the venom drip back out. You just get that, just excise that. Just get it, just cleanse your system of the horror that will be Sunday.
Oh,
I want you to tune into WGN, the Hamp and OB show with Kaz, and you are not going to, you'll feel so much better about the world when you do that. All right, Kaz, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kaz.
You got it. And by the way, go Buckeyes, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How about them? How about the Buckeyes? There you go.
Yep, you go. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You got it.
Thanks, guys.
Urban's my man. I never thought I'd ever say that about Urban Meyer, but here I am.
Poor Northwestern football.
Go Cats.
Yeah. Go Bucks. All right.
You're the bird.
Let's, okay. Well, just make me feel a little bit better there, Chief.
Lord, don't let them go 0-4. I just can't take it if they're 0-4. Please don't let them go 0-4. Lord, don't let them go 0-4.
The Atlanta Paramedics got the WGN traffic trouble spots.